Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 9. Dismissing acts of hate and discrimination. Scenario, quote, during yard duty, I saw a few students making fun of a student because of their socioeconomic status and skin color. This has occurred several times in the past few weeks. They also posted a few things in our online classroom. It was just good-natured fun, and the student impacted was not overly upset and did not seem too affected by it. Address it. As an OCT, you are best positioned to lead efforts to support an inclusive learning culture. Being a passive bystander is not conducive to creating or maintaining a safe, inclusive, and welcoming learning environment. While an impacted student may not seem affected, The hateful or discriminatory behavior or comments are unacceptable and must be addressed. Check in with the impacted student and provide support. Consider taking an educative, collaborative, and community-focused approach. This could include addressing the issue with the students involved through conversation, as they may not be aware of the severity of their actions or the impact they could be having on others. Involving parents, if appropriate, so they are aware of the issue and have an opportunity to be part of the solution. Engaging the school, including other educators, administrators, students, and your employer, to have open and honest discussions about diversity, acceptance, and understanding. Examining and sharing resources that will address the dismantling of hate and discrimination to educate and help students understand the impact of their actions and encourage more inclusive and respectful behaviors. These resources may be available through the college's Margaret Wilson Library. Build awareness. Understanding intersectionality is essential for all OCTs to effectively recognize and address instances of discrimination and hate. Failure to do so could be interpreted as accepting or even promoting this type of behavior, which can lead to a college investigation and potential outcomes directed by the investigation committee or the discipline committee. OCTs are obligated to address bullying in all forms, in person and online, by taking preventative measures, following progressive discipline protocols, supporting students, and promoting understanding and respect for all. Endnote 18. Please refer to the college's professional advisory responding to the bullying of students. Endnote 19. Know your role. As an OCT, you are responsible for student safety, which extends to the mistreatment of students by other students during daily interactions. Under the Education Act, you have an obligation to maintain order and discipline in the classroom and on school grounds. Endnote 20. Additionally, OCTs are required to report to their principal any serious incidents or behavior for which a suspension must be considered. Principals have an obligation to investigate all reported bullying incidents and follow all additional and required protocols when dealing with these incidents. Endnote 21. This can include speaking with the parents of involved students, implementing progressive discipline measures from verbal warnings to possible suspension, expulsion, and involving the police when required.